Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I think when talking about running backs in the Hall of Fame, Terrell Davis tends to be the go-to because his numbers aren't massive. Yep. He didn't play for a million years, but he did have a 2,000-yard season, Dustin. He won two Super Bowls. He's got a Super Bowl MVP. He's got a league MVP, which also matters as well in this discussion. Earl Campbell played seven seasons.
I think that Zeke needs another...
Yeah, what does Zeke need?
I think he needs another 4,000 yards.
So here's why I'm really fascinated by this, though. I don't know that Zeke can do that.
He can.
I don't know. I genuinely don't know. I'm not saying like he's cooked or anything like that. I just don't know
he's not cooked. He scored 12 touchdowns last year.
I don't know that it should be expected of a running back, though, to be able to have the success for this long. Like, we're asking Zeke to be great for, what, four more years, so into his low 30s?
Yeah, he's 27 years old.
Like, that just seems like a really hard ask. Oh, and I only say it
just
because,
depends. I mean, he's a freak of nature.
He's
so going like
to be 28 by the time the season starts.
He'll be 28 this year?
So, right. But if you're signing him at this point, like, is there many teams out there that are signing him to be their number one running back?
I mean, you're not going to pay him like that.
Well, certainly not.
No.
I mean, what's he going to make? $3 million?
I mean, what Kareem made, like $6 million?
But at most, he's probably stepping
into the previous 2 years.
He's stepped into a situation where he's going to be like one of two backs to carry the
ball.
Yeah,
he's not. So he's not the only sole back for sure.
Yeah, he's not coming up with 1,400 yard seasons anymore.
I agree with you. Yeah,
go sign in Kansas City.
Go win the ring.
Yeah. Philly would be his best chance.
Or Philly. Yeah, Philly makes sense.
It was a good one too.
And then you get to shove it in the face of the Cowboys fans.
And they have a split even run pass ratio in Philadelphia too.
Yeah, I mean they lost Miles Sanders. Who's their running back right now?
Yeah, Boston Scott.
That's what I was thinking.
And and Kenneth Gainwell, right?
Yeah.
Gainwell was used in the Super Bowl, you know?
Yeah, didn't get that first touchdown though.
No, he didn't.
Called it back.
Did you have a
I ended up getting it because they called it back and then it was a quarterback sneak.
Oh, nice.
Hurts first touchdown.
That's right. Nice.
I was a big fan of that.
And you know, but it's funny though, I guess I'm trying to figure out, should we reassess how running backs are viewed within the Hall of Fame. How unrealistic is it? Derrick Henry's a great example.
I mean, I'm looking at the top 25 rushers of all time.
Titans used and abused Derrick Henry. I mean, they were like, we don't care. We're 27 attempts per game. We don't care whether or not you play into your 30s. We're going to do whatever we can with you, and then we're going to just toss you to the curb, right? Well, so when Derrick Henry's 30 years old, he's not going to be able to be nearly as competitive. He's not going to be nearly as good.
True.
Should we just look at when he was great? Like, Derrick Henry legitimately, and I think Zeke, there was a four-year stretch where Zeke could make this claim too. Everyone in football was like, he's the best running back in the game.
Right.
Shouldn't we just care about that with the Hall of Fame? It's almost like a baseball argument that we use for Cooperstown. Like, how many five-year stretches? In a five-year stretch, how often did we think you were one of the top players at your position in the game? We do that with baseball. Why don't we do that for football as well?
Good question.
216-474-0092. John, up next on the Fan. Hello, John.
Welcome to the show.
Hey, Dustin. How you doing?
Good, man.
Jonathan. So Terrell Davis, 1998, probably had the best year of a running back ever.
It's insane.
Plus, he did it on a team that had 2,000-yard receivers and a Hall of Fame tight end. Okay, he was league MVP, Super Bowl MVP. He had eight 100-yard straight playoff games. He dominated the league. Zeke never dominated the league. Nick Chubb never dominated the league. You know, these guys are not...
Zeke's first and third year, he dominated the league.
He was great, but it's not enough. You know, he could stick around five more years.
15 touchdowns and 1,700 yards his rookie year. I think that's dominating.
Yeah. It's great.
He had one of the best four-year starts to a running back's career you can have, and that was with missing time his second year. I looked at it earlier, John. The first 4 years of his career, he had more yards per game than Adrian Peterson did, than Walter Payton did, than Barry Sanders did, than Emmitt Smith did, and all but five players in NFL history had a better start.
Who were the other running backs in the league at the time that he was the best?
Oh, I'm okay with that argument. I don't mind that one. If you want to put him up against his peers, like who else was at the very, very top during that stretch?
I like him. I like Zeke. I think he could make the Hall of Fame if he just stuck around for another 5-6 years and was on a better team. I think he could. You know, same with Nick Chubb. He's got to stick around. But right now, they're not in. You know, thank you.
All right, thank you, John. I appreciate you. You know, unfortunately for John, I had a lot of time today, and I was doing a lot of research. No one since 2012 had more yards despite him missing six games his second year than Zeke did for the first 4 years of his career. No one since 2012. He's a legitimate star, whether you want to stack him up against when he was doing it at his prime versus even when Nick Chubb, Dalvin Cook, Derrick Henry, anybody else you want to bring to the table did as well. Keith, you said you had a good point.
Well, I was just going to bring this up because it's two ends of the spectrum. Like, a guy that's probably going to be a Hall of Famer, no doubt, is Frank Gore. And the guy played, like, what, 16 seasons in the NFL?
Yeah.
But really, when you look down at his stats, like, it's accumulated because he played 16 seasons, all these stats. He really had one.
But again, Keith, I mean, sometimes these Hall of Fame deals are lifetime achievement awards.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. That's like, but a guy could achieve just as much in 7-8 years as he achieved in his whole career. I mean, wearing for 16,000 yards, but like I said, he played 16 seasons. So you map that out. He had 1,695 yards at his second season in the league, 8 touchdowns that year. He had one season of double digit touchdowns. That was 10 touchdowns. Other than
still, he's third all time in rushing, dude. I mean, well, if
Dustin,
that
you're missing my point. Okay, I'm saying he is a Hall of Famer. I'm not saying he's not a Hall of Famer. No. I'm saying guys that play 6-7 seasons could rush for 1,500 yards in each of those seasons, or at least the great majority, 6 out of those 7 seasons, and make the Hall of Fame. This guy's going to make the Hall of Fame because he played so long, but he never had a season like that.
Right.
Like he had one season like that.
He was never at the very top.
No, but
never at the very top.
But to your point, and maybe a counter argument, it's like, yeah, someone could do it in 7 years, but who has?
I guess I don't love the idea of someone being as dominant as Zeke was, and then because the position that he plays doesn't set you up to play it for 16 years. That's why Frank Gore is an anomaly that way, and you get punished for it.
Right? Well, so what is the Hall of Fame? Is the Hall of Fame, like Dustin said, a lifetime achievement if you play long enough and you accumulate a bunch of stats? Or is it you were one of the best ever? Because was Frank Gore ever one of the best 2-3 backs in the NFL?
No, he wasn't.
No?
And that's why I like that argument more, because that's how baseball does it in a lot of ways. And there's some Biggios in there, guys that have accumulated over 22 years, so they got to 3,000 hits and they did it all. But I always like to look. I like to look, when in my mind were you top three at your position, and how long were you top three at your position?
Yeah, I also just feel like, to me, the Hall of Fame is more of a historical thing. It's like, can you write the history of the NFL the last 25 years without talking about Frank Gore? And I don't think you can. I mean, the guy rushed for 16,000 yards.
Oh, I was going to think you could. I don't think you can do it without Zeke. I think you could without Frank Gore. Maybe I'm wrong there. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm not trying to.
Can you write the history of the NFL without Joe Thomas?
Yeah, that's what's sad, is I think you could.
Right, but it's still longevity. There's a lot of things. Again, I'm not a voter, but I feel like
be a lot cooler if you were.
There's not many of those to go around.
No, there's only like 50.
People need to die.
No, there's not a lot of them to go around. Mary Kay Cabot is a voter.
I'm joking, obviously.
Oh, because
I don't want people to die. I was joking.
I took it so seriously.
No, that's how hard it is to get a vote, is my point.
No, but I took it
I don't want anyone to die.
I didn't take that as a joke. I took that as like, yeah, that's truth. That's a lot of truth there. Like people have to die in order for anyone else to get a vote.
He really loves murder. Like there's a running theme today.
The shirt, I love murder.
He could walk down the street and get a Heisman vote, but like to be a Hall of Fame voter, someone has to die.
Yeah, there's a lot of prestige in being a Hall of Fame voter. It's a very accomplished thing. No question about it.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.